If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to 1 Samuel, the 10th chapter, starting with the 20th verse. I'm going to be reading from the NIV, if you will stand with me for the reading of the Word. 1 Samuel, the 10th chapter, starting with the 20th verse. When Samuel brought all the tribes of Israel near, the tribe of Benjamin was chosen. Then he brought forward the tribe of Benjamin, clan by clan, and Matrice clan was chosen. Finally, Saul, son of Kish, was chosen. But when they looked for him, he was not to be found. They looked for him and could not find him. So they inquired further of the Lord, "Has the man come here yet?" And the Lord said, "Yes, he has hidden himself amongst the baggage." I want to preach this morning on the subject, hidden in the baggage. Would you bow your head with me? Father, I thank you for your word. God, I pray, Father, this morning that your anointing would sweep through this place. God, that you would anoint me to preach your word. God, touch this body of flesh and bone. God, I pray that you would use me to minister to your people. God, that they might receive. I pray, God, today I come against any spirit that would try to bind up this service. I come against any demon that try to bind up this sermon. In the name of Jesus, you have no place here. And according to your word, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. I bind it and I loose your people to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, have your way here. Holy Spirit, have your way here in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. As you're sitting down, look at your neighbor and say, "Get out of the baggage." Samuel anointed Saul. Saul was out looking for his father's donkeys, but he was in the right place at the right time. Try and look at your neighbor and say, "You're in the right place at the right time." And here Saul was, he was just out on a journey, and he ran into Samuel, and Samuel anointed him. He took a horn of oil and broke it and poured it over him. And the oil ran down his face. Anybody been in the presence of God where you just felt like it was just running all over you? Amen. And you just felt the glory of God, the power of God. And you just came. Have you ever just went somewhere and you end up that God knew you were coming? I'll never forget in the 70s, me and my sister and a friend went to the Sylvania Church of God. I'm trying to think of his name. I'll think of it in a minute. LaHorn. Paul LaHorn was preaching. And they said that he would wave his Bible and people would just fall out in the spirit. And I'm like, "Oh, I got to go see this." And went there and we went to back and he preached. And man, he preached. And I was all the way in the back and he called up people for prayer and they were lined up around the, you know. And I looked at my sister and my friend, I said, "Let's go get prayed for." And they said, "For what?" I said, "I don't know." It just looks like it's good up there. Amen. I just want to get up there. And when I got to the end of the line, he stopped and said, "Young man, in the end of the line, come here." I went up and he laid his Bible on me. I went out in the spirit. He picked me back up, did it again, picked me back up, did it again, picked me back up. About the fifth time, I was like, "Oh, leave me alone. You're killing me." Amen. But I want to be there. Sometimes you're in the right spot at the right time. I've come to tell you this morning, you're in the right place at the right time. God has got something for you if you'll just shake it loose and receive from the Lord. I'm feeling a preacher. He said, "Saul, you were chosen by God." Look at your neighbor and say, "I'm chosen. God chose me." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A little boy went to his mother and said, "Mom, my sister told me I was adopted. Is that true?" She said, "Yeah." She says, "Does that mean you love her more than you love me?" She said, "No, that means I had to take her. I chose you." Somebody say amen. I'm glad he chose me. Even though I was not worthy, he chose me. Amen. Even though I had all kinds of baggage, he chose me. You might not like me, but that's all right. He chose me. Amen. And when you know you've been chosen by God, listen, I can go on because my wife loves me and supports me. I can go on because my children support me. I can go on because I get emails from some of you or cards and you're encouraging, and I can go on. But more than that, I can go on because he chose me. Amen. Because it doesn't matter what you think. He chose me. Amen. That's all that matters. Chose him for his destiny. Try to look at your neighbor and say, "You got a destiny." Because listen to the words. Listen to the words. He knew you at conception. Wow. The moment you were conceived, God knew you and everything about you. He knit you together. Ooh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, scientists can tell you a lot, but they just can't explain how that all of a sudden arms start coming out and things start hitting. They just can't explain that. I do. God is working. My Lord. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? God is working and forming you and making you. And listen to what the Bible says. And the books of your life was written. God said, "This is my plan for their life." Whew. And they have a destiny. But the moment you breathe there, the enemy set out to take you from your destiny. The enemy wanted to keep you from being what God has called you to be. Anybody still with me? Oh, I'm going to preach in a minute. I'm going to give you an opportunity to shout in a minute. Saul, after Samuel had anointed Saul, told him he was chosen and he was called and you're going to be king, this is your destiny, he went and he called the whole congregation together. All the tribes were there because, you see, they had been praying for a king. And he's going to present them with a king. And he said, and he called them all there and he began to call them out by their tribes. Can't you just imagine you're there and you're the tribe? Is it our tribe? Is it us? And then he calls out the tribe. And he calls out. And then he goes, "It's Saul. Saul. Saul, where are you?" And they could not find him, though he was there. You know why? Because he was hidden in the baggage. Well, this is my past. Got my baggage, which is my past, over here. This is what everybody said I was. Right over here, this right here, man, this is my genetics, you know. This is, you know, my family, man, they're all alcoholics, so that's what I am. This over here is my failures. This one here is my, I got to carry it up here because it just haunts me. All my feelings. This right here is, I can't trust nobody because everybody let me down. And you're down in your luggage and you're holding your luggage real close. And all the time God is going, "Rick, I've got your destiny. Where are you?" And I'm like, I'm down. I can't see God. I can't hear him because my luggage is all around me. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I'm here to tell you something. God has got something greater for you, but all your baggage is hiding the real who you are, my Lord. Oh, you like to walk around and look like you're something, but that's not who you really are. You're being hidden by the baggage of your life, and you can't be what God has called you to be because of the baggage of your past. I can't trust pastors because pastors let me down before. So I can't trust pastors. And oh yeah, my teacher told me I was ignorant, and I never accomplished to be any. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Oh, Dad told me I was nothing but trouble. My God. Oh, the person that I love the most let me down and hurt me the most. And I'm all caught up in my baggage. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? And I can't be what God called me to be because of my baggage. First service, I used someone. I'm going to use someone else. Brother Ryman, come here. I want you to get behind the baggage. Samuel said, "Where's Saul? Go find Saul." "Robin." Someone told me he was here. "Where's he at? Has anybody seen Brother Robin?" God's got his destiny. God called him before he was a baby. Oh, does anybody know where he is? God has got a ministry for him. Did anybody? I've got to tell Brother Robin that what he has now is not the end of it. Where he's at now is not. I've got to tell him God is going to raise him up. I've got to tell him there's some. Has anybody seen him? Oh, you know, and I can't find him because he's hid. Listen to me. Samuel sent out a message to get Saul out of the baggage. God told me this morning, "Son, I want you to go as my messenger. I want you to get them out of their baggage because I've got something better for them. I want to raise them up. I want to touch them. They've been with their baggage too long." Oh, Brother Robin, come here, Brother Robin. Oh, I know no one else thinks about it, but God says you're his child. God said he's chosen you. God said he's called. Come on, Brother Robin, you got to get out of your baggage. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? God told me to come and get you out of your baggage. Oh, some of you ought to be shouting by now. But here's our problem. Here's our problem. The pastor told me I can get out of my baggage, that God has got my destiny for me. Wow. Okay, God, I'm coming, God. Here I come, God. Ooh, I'm coming out, God. Wait a minute, hold it. Okay, God, I'm coming. Here I come. Oh, God, I'm on my way, God. Here I come, God. I'm on my way. I know you've got something for me, God. I'm on my way, God. Just give me a moment. Oh, Lord, help me, God. Oh, I know. Let me put this one right here. And this one over here, I can put right here. Oh, God, I'm on my way, God. I'm coming. I know you called me, Lord. Here's my past failures. Here's every time I fail. Oh, let me. See, this one choked you. Oh, my God. This one choked you out. When you want to do something for God, this one starts choking you. Amen. It's your past. Okay, I gotta get all of this. I'm coming, God. Don't give up on me yet, God. I'm coming here. Oh, here I come, God. Here I come. I'm coming, God. I'm coming. Here I come. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, you'll never get there if you keep carrying your baggage. My God, it's time to come out. Or this is who we are. This is who we are. Okay, God, I came out. I'm out of my baggage. God, I'm out. Yeah. Oh, praise God, I'm out. Hallelujah, I'm out. You can't see it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then when we go back home, there it is. Whoo. When no one's around, then we come back. Here we come. Here I come, God. I'm coming back. Here I come, God. And we think we got it hid. We think nobody sees him. We think that, you know, we can't have a relationship with our spouse because of what someone else done to us. We can't get the victory because of, and we're just carrying our bag. Hallelujah. But are you ready to shout? You need to get all your bags. Get every one of them. I remember this one. This one kept me up at night. Oh, this is one my spouse keeps bringing up every time we have a fight. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah, I remember this. And here I am. God's calling me to a higher destiny. God's calling me to be where he wants me to be. And I got all this luggage. What am I going to do? The only thing that I can do with it, Pastor Mike, is I've got to take it and I've got to lay it on the altar. Hallelujah. I've got to say, there it is. Glory to God. Oh, let me get this one. This one's been here a long time. This one's controlled me a long time. Here, let me lay it down here. I don't care what you say, flesh. You are letting go. Hallelujah. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Whoa, I'm feeling lighter. My, woo, oh, there's a joy happening here. Something is, Let me get rid of this one here and this one here and. No, sir. I'm coming out of my baggage. I'm coming out of my past. You can't control me anymore. Amen. I'm free. Amen. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Hallelujah. But here's the problem. Come here, Brother George. Here's the problem. We as church people. Oh, Brother George. This is yours. You forgot it somewhere.
Thank you.
But you know, here's the reason we want to give him this one. Because we're still carrying this one. Oh, anybody hear me what I'm saying? Because misery likes company. We don't want him to be all that victorious. So we're going to talk about his past because I've still got my past hanging on me. Amen. So I've got to bring up his baggage. Let me tell you something. Don't let nobody give you the baggage back. Amen. If you're free, you are free in the name of Jesus. When they call you on the phone and they say, remember? I say, wait a minute. This is a no loading zone. Hallelujah. This is a no, this is, I'm nobody's bellhop. Somebody hear me what I'm saying. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Amen. I'm going to say that again. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Are you still with me? See, he came out of the luggage. And when he did, he was head and shoulders above everybody else. Here's the spiritual application of that. Nothing could hide him, or nobody could hide him ever again. Hallelujah. Oh. You're not getting this. I talked to a lady, young lady, and she said, I'd go to church, but when I was 17 years old, an elder in the church made a pass at me. Married and made a pass at me. And I said, I'm not going to church ever again. And I looked at her, I said, you're making him suffer, aren't you? I said, you're just going to go to hell and make him suffer. She just looked at me. I said, you want to make him really suffer? Give that baggage back. And be free from. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Because you can carry that baggage. Too many of us are carrying the baggage of our past. And we're letting it control us. We can't have the victory. We can't walk. We can't be the fathers we're supposed to be, the mothers we're supposed to be, because of the baggage our fathers and mothers gave us. Amen. Oh, this is just good preaching. Hallelujah. He stood head and shoulders. And when he stepped in the crowd, Samuel said, that's him. That's him. And everybody said, this guy? He was in the baggage. While church was, while we were worshiping, he was over in the baggage. Why him? A man came into church one day, and the church was singing Amazing Grace. He sat in the back. He was a big man. His biceps were as big as my legs. And he was like this. Tears dripping off of him. He just about crawled down the altar and laid in the altar worshiping God. Afterwards, I talked to him. And he told me, this is my testimony. 10 years ago, I was in a bar. I got in a bar fight. I pulled the gun. The man jumped on me. I shot him and killed him. He said, but 2 years ago, in prison, Jesus set me free and forgave me of my sins. Man, I hugged him. Invited him out for some coffee. And as we're going out, I hear some members. Brother Mullins, you need to be careful. Man's been in prison. He's a murderer. Watch your kids around him. He's been in prison. He's a murderer. Listen to me. Don't point your finger. Because when you do, there's three pointing right back at you. Paul said, and such were some of you. The only problem is he got caught. And if it wasn't for the grace of God, that's who you are. But the church wanted to put the baggage back on him. And guess what? He got it back on him. And he ended up walking away from God, losing his family and everything. Listen, don't put that baggage back on me. Because you see, listen to me. If I went back to my luggage and it used to have on the name tag, Rick Mullins. But you see, I go back and look at it now, it just says, the blood. The blood. Because you see, it doesn't belong to me anymore. Somebody bought it. It doesn't, somebody bought it. They bought it on Calvary. Because, listen to me, if our spiritual eyes could be open, we would see him hanging on a cross, and all around him is a whole bunch of baggage that we used to own, but he bought with his. So when they go, whose is this? Not mine. Doesn't belong to me. Who is this? This J-E-S-U-S. That's not who I am. Because listen to me, the Bible says, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. The word made is a creative act. He didn't just set me free. Are you ready? Are you ready? How many here today is saved? Lift your hand. Okay, put your hand down. How many has a bad past? Things in your past you just hate. Put your hands down. You didn't hear the message. Because you see, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. That man has died. Now I want to ask you, listen very closely. Has anybody got a bad past? You know why? My past begun when I got on my knees and accepted Jesus Christ. That's when I was born. And from then on, my past has been wonderful. It's been with Jesus Christ. So when they come to say, this belongs to you, say, oh no, that guy died. The state of New York was looking for someone who owed taxes. And they sent a letter to the family and said, dear Mr. John, you owe taxes. And they sent back and said, Mr. John's dead. They sent back, regardless, he owes taxes. They sent back, we can't help you. He's dead. They sent back. He owes taxes. They sent back. Okay, he owes them. Let me send you to his address. Johnson's Graveyard. Oh, anybody hear me what I'm saying? Oh, you owe. Don't you remember what you did? You owe. Let me give you the address of that. It's C-A-L. Hallelujah. It's 1 Calvary Street, Golgotha Hill. My God, anybody hear me what I'm saying? Amen. Because that's where he is. I'm a new creature. The baggage doesn't belong to me anymore. God has got something great for you. God wants to give you joy and peace and happiness. He wants to give you healing physically, spiritually, and emotionally. But you've got to come out of your baggage. You've got to come out of your baggage. But here we are. Sister Rita, come here. Here we are. You know, honey, I would love you more, but I got this baggage here. And you know what? You don't love me enough. If you did, you'd get rid of this baggage for me. If you cared enough for me, I wouldn't have this baggage. Wait, come here, honey. You've got to take care of you. No, and the problem is, I begin to destroy my relationship with her. Oh, anybody getting this? Because of my baggage. Lay it on the altar. God wants you to have more. God wants you to have more. Early in our ministry, I brought baggage. Listen, I was preaching the gospel and had baggage. Serious. I carrying baggage around from my past. You know. So drive my wife nuts after every service. Honey, how'd I do? Honey, how was it? And she was so anointed to go, it was all right. And I would go, oh, right, you know. We were pastoring, and the church we pastored, everybody had reached the age of retirement. And they were all moving back to Kentucky. Why? I don't know. And I'll never forget telling my wife, I was so bothered that the church was going backwards. And I went to my wife and I said, honey, I guess God just called us to pastor a small little church. I was accepting the baggage. And my wife said, oh no, that's not what God called you for. I said, I'm going to church to pray. I walked into church and I was just like, you know, here I came, I had my baggage with me. And some of us don't think God knows about our baggage. Here I come in and I'm in front of the church, walking backwards and forth in my baggage. I said, God, I'm doing everything I can to build this church. And more people is leaving than coming. God, I just quit. And then I stopped and waited for the hand of God to come down and say, my precious son, don't you quit. And then all of a sudden the Lord spoke to me and said, good. He said, because you're not building it, I am. And he said, upon the rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Listen, you can't shout holding on to baggage. That was either one thing I was going to do, stand there with my baggage or shout. Guess what I did? I let go of the baggage and I begin to shout. Listen to me. Some of you have been coming to church, you've been lifting your hands and you've been praising God, but you're still holding on to the baggage. It's time to be free. It's time to be free. I'm going to close with this. There was two mules that were working very, very hard. They had large, heavy burdens upon them. Very large. They were used to go up into the mountains for miners. And they never were seen without their burden. Always their burden was on them. One of the miners retired. He decided to retire his mule. And he went out, and for the first time in the mule's remembrance, he took the burden off. And the mule went, something's happened. What's happened? And he goes over to the other mule, and he sees the other mule's burden. He goes, something's happened. And the other mule says, half of you is gone. Somebody took half of you. The mule said, oh no. And he looked over and he saw in a pile the heavy burden. And he went over and laid down by the burden and would not move, would not eat until he finally died next to his burden. He could have been running like he never ran before. He could have been jumping like he never jumped before. But he never got out of his mind that did not belong to him. Somebody else put it on him. You were not born with this. Somebody else put it on you. Jesus took it off. Don't lay down with it until you die. Stand with me this morning.